continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Tefilas Siman Kaf Dalet Sif Hei. Says the Mechaber, B'chol Makom Shaposek, anytime one stops during the middle of Shemona Esrei, Imsha Kedei L'Gemoras Kula, if their break is long enough that they're able to finish the entire Shemona Esrei during that time period, from beginning to end, which depends on how long it takes that individual person to daven Shemona Esrei. So if the break is long enough that that person will be able to daven the entire Shemona Esrei, then Chozer L'Roshi needs to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. We already established, and the Mishnah Berurah references back here, that this only refers to those times where something occurs, he needs to stop because of onus, something which is out of his control, such as robbers are coming by, or there's something in the area which makes the area unclean, so he's unable to daven, etc. That's when we would say that you need to go back to the beginning. However, those things that the Rama said, which are in your control, such as, let's say just something is bothering you or something like that next to you, but it's not that the makom is not naki, or it's not that there are robbers there, rather it's just a sefer fell on the floor, or something like that, so then you would not need to go back for that, something which was not an onas gomer, you would not need to return to the beginning if you stopped in the middle of Shemona Esrei for an extended period of time. If im lav, but if the break which you had was not that long, then chozer l'tchilas habracha shapasuk ba, you only have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah explains this is talking about where you still had a long break. It was a significant break. It just wasn't long enough that we would be able to say the entire Shemona Esrei during that period of time, because it was just a short break that you just stopped for a couple seconds to refocus your tefillah or something like that. You just stopped for a couple seconds to pick up a sefer, so then you wouldn't even need to go back to the beginning of the bracha. You could continue where you stopped from in the middle of the bracha. We saw by Shema that one does not need to go back to the beginning unless it was Shakdil Gomer's Kula, even if they had a long break. Whereas here, the long break we're saying to go back to the beginning of the bracha, unless it was a very short break, then you'd continue, which we said by Shema, you could continue where you're from as long as you weren't Shaha Kedei Ligmor as Kula. The Machaber continues in Pasuk B'Gimel Rishonos, if you stopped in the middle of the first three brachos Chozer L'Rosh, you need to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei, even if it was just a long break, but not Shaha Kedei Ligmor as Kula. V'Bachronos Chozer L'Ritzei, and if it's in the last brachos, you go back to Ritzei, because those are all considered one long bracha. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that we are talking about even if you stopped and you didn't even speak, and even if you stopped between a bracha and another bracha. Sivav hadam rinam shak delegamaras kula bekarmisharinan. As we said, when we measure how long it is for someone to take a break, that it would take them that long to daven Shemona Esrei, that depends on the individual. If you speak in the middle of Shemona Esrei, dino lingin chazar kedin afsakas hamurus v'simen zeh, then it has the same din as the inquiry. And so the din is that if you speak a small amount, even if it wasn't Shakadil Gemar's Kula, you need to go back to the beginning of the bracha because you spoke. But if you spoke long enough that you were Shakadil Gemar's Kula, then you need to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that once again, this is only if your speaking was because of an onus, because something out of your control, then we would say you need to go back to the beginning. But if it was a shkaga, you accidentally spoke or something like that, then, because you thought it was mutter to speak or something like that, then you would not need to go back to the beginning. You would just need to go back to the beginning of the bracha. If you speak intentionally, if you were sach b'mezid, then the Mishnah Berurah is not sure. Some say you would have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei even for a small amount of talking. And some say, no, it's the same thing. You would just need to go back to the beginning of the bracha. One more halacha. What happens if you make a mistake and you say something for Yalav Yava when it's not Rosh Chodesh? Or you say Zachrein El Chaim when it's not the Aseres Mei Tshuva, what's the din? So if you say something which has nothing to do with the day at all, such as you say Zachrein El Chaim B'Kasveinu, or you say B'Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, so if you're in the middle of the first three brachos, then you need to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. The last three brachos, you need to go back to Ritzei. And if you're in the middle of the brachos Emtzayos, if you remember in the middle of the bracha, then stop and go back to the beginning of that bracha. But if you finish the bracha, then just continue where you are. If you say something, though, which is not sheker, meaning like you say Zachrein L'chaim, but you didn't say Kazenu, or you say Havdal L'chonei Nadas, you say Yal V'Yavah, but you didn't say the B'Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. So then it's just like you've added into your Shemona Esrei, and you could just continue. You don't need to go back at all.